The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Speaking of the far left and government, here's the headline from this morning here in Columbus. Mayor Genther urges community involvement to help curb violence in Columbus. Quote, "We cannot police our way out of this crisis." Well, when you have continually criticized your own police department, criticized your own police chief, when you have continually thrown your police under the bus, blamed them for the violence, how can you possibly expect the citizens of Columbus to honor and respect law enforcement? How can you expect that? And I kind of almost feel sorry for the mayor. Almost, not quite. But if you want a lesson in what not to do with radicals, look no further than Columbus, Ohio, and Mayor Genther. Now, I want to make it absolutely clear once again. I shouldn't have to, but I will. Peaceful protest is a part of the fabric of America. Not only is there nothing wrong with it, it's appropriate. Within reason, without violence, without property destruction, without lawlessness. Listen, folks. All of the talk about how horrible, terrible America is. I wish you could travel other places around the world. I wish you could see what other people in other countries have to put up. Do you realize how many countries where public protest is not allowed? It's absolutely prohibited. So anyway, peaceful protest, part of American fabric, and is assured by our Constitution, our very way of government. But the peaceful protests have been hijacked by the radicals. And they have become counterproductive because they have been hijacked by a bunch of whacked out loony leftists, far left radicals. And because of that, the protests now, not only in Columbus, but around the country, have become counterproductive. They are causing far more harm than good. Now, you listen to respectful protest. However, you do not appease the radicals. If you're a longtime listener to this program, I have tried literally thousands of times in the last 20 years or more to give the three A's of the radical agenda. Number one is acceptance. Just accept us. That's all we will ever ask for you. Then the second one is advocacy. You must become an advocate for us. Now, folks, listen carefully. That is true in the sexual revolution, the LGBTQ community. Not only must you accept us, you must advocate for us. It is also true in the radical aspects of the racial movement. And that's why many people, many evangelicals, have capitulated to the radicals. I'm not talking about the sincere people who are concerned about prejudice and bigotry. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the radicals, like Black Lives Matter, the movement, Antifa, people like Al Sharpton, the radicals. You must become an advocate for us. So you have even evangelicals who have been fooled into thinking, if we don't support Black Lives Matter, well, then we're racist. No. So anyway, acceptance is the first day. Number two is advocacy. You must become an advocate for us. After that is annihilation. If you don't agree with us, we will destroy you. Mayor Andrew Ginther is on the third A of the radical agenda. Acceptance, long time ago. Advocacy of the radicals, the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement. Oh, yeah, advocate. But then, when he called for an end to the destruction, the looting, and so forth, and didn't agree with every single demand, get rid of the police, get rid of this, do this, do this, when he did not agree with every single demand, what happened? Massive protests calling for his resignation. Annihilation. They showed up in front of his house. Big protests almost daily now for several days in Columbus, in front of the city hall, in front of the police department, demanding his annihilation politically, his resignation. If you want to see the agenda of the radical left, look to Columbus, Ohio, and Mayor Ginther. He desperately tried to appease the radicals. And he's paying the price. And it has impacted everyone in the city of Columbus. And that's sad. And of course, crime. My goodness. He has criticized openly his own police department. And here's from one of our local TV stations from this morning. On Thursday of last week, blank TV, I won't mention the TV station. On Thursday of last week, blank TV reported that shootings are up 340% this month compared to June of 2019. The city of Columbus is totally, completely, absolutely under the control of the far liberal left. City council, far liberal left. Mayor, far liberal left. Okay, take a look at what's happening. There you have the fruit of the far liberal progressive left. Where it's going to end, I don't know. And by the way, I pray for Mayor Ginther. I've been very critical of him openly, but I pray for him. I pray that God will give him wisdom. This needs to stop. People are dying. This is serious stuff. So I think almost all of his decisions to this point have been wrong, but I pray that he'll start making the right decisions. And I hope you will pray for him as well.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Let me give you just a really quick COVID-19 update. For at least here in Ohio, tonight on the news, local news, you're going to hear two things: protests downtown. last night, 10 o'clock news. I told you. Less news, more Bible. And I'm trying to abide by that. But Joy and I, we enjoy watching the news, see what's happening, you know. And I told you, I said, so help me, if the lead story tonight is protest. This was last night. Turn on the 10 o'clock news, lead story. We're here in downtown Columbus, where a crowd has gathered. And it looked like, I don't know, 10, 15 people. That's what it looked like. Lead story last night. This has been going on for weeks. And you know, right now, my personal opinion, if the TV stations would stop covering it, they would go away. They'd just go away. Because right now, it's TV. But anyway, tonight, you're going to protest downtown because that's kind of, it's an everyday event. And then secondly, spikes in COVID-19. Texas, New York, Florida, Ohio. All right. What I've tried to do from the very, very beginning is not to discount the severity of this virus. People have died. It should be taken seriously. But I have tried desperately to provide a little balance and perspective. Okay. Right now, according to the official numbers, and as you and I know, those numbers are very suspicious. I'm serious. They are very, very suspicious because of the way they're counted. Antibodies are included in them, suspected. The numbers are, we know now, they're very inaccurate. But if we are to believe the numbers, there are some spikes going on around the country, but almost all of the spikes are young people. All right? Two things you need to understand. About 99% of young people that get this virus are just fine. I mean, 99% of young people get it. They're going to be fine. Many of them aren't even going to get sick. They're going to be asymptomatic. Now, why are we having a spike with young people? Well, youthful stupidity. The protests, although you will never see that. No. It's not the protest. In fact, I have an article in my stack from Politico, which leans far left. It's the fault of churches. It's not the bars, the beaches, and it's certainly not the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who have been protesting in close contact for hours and hours and hours on end. No. It's the churches. And ultimately, it's Trump's fault because Trump said we need to open up the churches. Yeah, so anyway. It's young people, number one, because of youthful stupidity. Protests, if what we were told about how contagious this is, it would make sense. We would have spikes. And secondly, for the first 2 months, young people were not being tested. It was the old people, because they were the ones who were really getting sick and dying. Here in the state of Ohio, between 70 to 80% of all of the deaths, all of them have been nursing homes. So that's where the testing was happening. Now that testing has expanded, now more and more young people are being tested, so therefore we are seeing a rise. All right, bottom line, are we to be panicking? I am looking at the Ohio Department of Health website for today right now. 21-day average of deaths, 20. Last 24 hours, 11. Trending down. ICU cases. Let me scroll down here. ICU cases, 21-day average, 14. Last 24 hours, 15. No spike whatsoever. 21-day hospitalization average, 57. Last 24 hours, 65. A slight increase, no spike. Number of cases, 21-day average, 581. Last 24 hours, 737. There is a spike. Almost all young people. Deaths down. Hospitalizations holding steady. ICUs, serious illness, down. Now, not time to panic.